I'm hanging in there, man. How the hell are you?
Fine.
Fine? You're fine?
Fine as frog hair.
Fine as frog hair. Well, good to hear it, Blake. Good to hear it.
The buzz with Blake and Bach. Dun, 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 dun. I knew you were going to have to do something at some point.
Mm. It tickles my tongue to do it, though.
That's true.
How do you know? You're not in there.
No, because most people, as I...
Well, I'm not necessarily like most people. You know this.
This is very true.
There you go.
So, let's see here. 713-955-0395. What are you...
I had to pick up my earrings
I
from
you were
last sniffing, show.
Sniffing the table.
No. No, not yet.
She's sniffing the table, man.
Not yet.
Oh, my. So, how's the week?
Been kind of rough. Been a little rough, and pretty much everyone knows that we lost some friends, lifestyle friends. So that sucked. Really kind of extremely sad for a lot of people. They were really good people. Not that, you know, if they were bad people that would matter, but you know what I'm saying. They touched a lot of lives, so.
Right.
Work has been kind of shitty. And I never say that because you know I love my job.
Right.
You know? But I've lost an application because of a citric situation, losing a certificate. Tune in to Blitz, is it Tech Tuesdays, to find out what citric is if you don't know. Hey, I plugged the show, baby.
Thank you. I'll tell you what citric is.
So, anyway, I've been having a problem getting into my application. So, the application that I use to process invoices has been down on me for 3 days. And so I have 3 days' worth of invoices, and, oh, it's going to be a lot.
So it's not your IT people's fault, and you can't bitch at them?
Right.
I'd be bitching.
But let me tell you, the IT person that I've been dealing with, her name is Leah. She is hot. She's got long red hair, and holy moly, I wish it were their fault so I could have her in my office all the time.
So, like, she works there?
She works in my office, yes. Just the floor above me.
That's no good. That can lead to nothing but bad things.
No, man, it's eye candy, dude. That's not the only eye candy up there. Oh, well, Sarah. I've got my Sarah on my floor, too. So, I got a couple
perverse.
But it's only girls. Like, there's no dude eye candy there at all. Not one. Not one. I'm not kidding. Like, it's totally barren for the dick.
No.
Well, I'm just saying, you know?
Uh-huh. I figured.
So, you know, that's pretty much how my weekend went. I'm really glad it's Friday tomorrow. I'll be doing the happy dance. Bet your ass on that shit.
Jumping around in circles, making noise.
And so I know everybody can't see Blick at this point, but you guys really, like, his face is all thin and he's lost all his weight. You guys are going to freak out when you see me next time. No kidding.
If you're on the Buzz page, which is on Facebook, the Buzz with Blick and Bob, you'll see pictures.
It doesn't matter because you've got all those crazy faces going on. You can't tell. Hey, don't be mocking me, Blick. I'll play Ma Bell and reach out and touch a motherfucker.
Would I do that?
Oh, yes, you would.
I would.
Bullshit. Horseshit. Any other kind of shit.
Not me. I wouldn't dream of that.
You need to stop your pivot. It's a good thing liar's pants don't catch on fire.
Well, you know, I do what I can. So, if you're on CSI, you can always say hi, chat there. Whoa. And if you're on the Blog Talk side, you can always say hi there. Wow, that was like appeared out of nowhere.
Phoebe wants to say hi.
Here we tape cat.
Don't put tape on her.
Hey, big kitty.
Hello, Phoebe.
This is the loudest, like, the cat. That she never shuts up. It's not that she sings the song to her people. That's Sebastian. He goes on for hours with these yowling calls.
But he does at least be quiet at times.
Right. Phoebe never shuts up. She's like a teenage girl.
As if on cue.
Exactly. She knows she's like a young teenage girl. She just never shuts up. See? Never, ever quiet. In the middle of the night, you can guarantee you're going to hear the cat meow at least twice. It's
just, and that's after she does lovey paws on my boobs or my tummy or my thigh, right there to sweet meat. Oh, it hurts so bad.
That's part of cat ownership.
It is.
If you've got a cat, you just pretty much got to pretend you're a scratchy
person. We're theirs.
Person.
We are theirs. Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, we're just
they own us.
Person.
It is not the other way around.
No, we work for them.
No, we don't work for them. They own us. They own us. They own our app. That's different.
Dogs have people. Cats have staff.
It's true.
They really do.
Well, I'm a dog person, man. I seriously, I mean, if somebody held a gun to my head and said you had to pick whether you're a cat person or a dog person, and yes, I realize that that's never going to happen, but if it did, I would probably pick dog person because I am needy that way, you know? I like that dog would be like, well, I mean, Phoebe's a lot like a dog in that way because she's up my ass constantly. But I love how Scooter was always willing to love on me no matter when I wanted him to, no matter what.
You know what I say about that.
I don't care what you say about
dogs
that. It's what I like.
Crippled.
They're not crippled. They're not emotionally crippled. And I am, you fucker.
They're emotionally crippled.
You're such a reject. I'm mad at you now. Mad.
You're not.
Yes, I am. Mad. Growly mad.
Wow. In trouble.
Yes, you are.
Always.
And she licks me constantly. The cat licks me constantly.
Constantly being licked by the cat.
I mean, apparently, I don't do very well at the grooming situation, since she feels I need groomed constantly. So,
I don't think that that's necessarily...
Well, that's good, because I've been kind of questioning my hygiene practices here lately. I'm like, what the hell? Does she think I stink?
That you're part of their plan, part of their little, you know...
Kitty herd?
Yeah, herd of cats.
Herd of kitta.
Which we have, and... And chances are, if I had the ability, I'd get.
Oh, gosh, I would. I'd have probably 10. Maybe
I'd foster.
I'd probably be a hoarder.
I'd foster two.
I wish we could, yeah. Yeah, when we move and we don't have to deal with landlord stuff like we do right now, yeah, we will definitely have more. We'll rest come and foster some. But
yeah.
Dogs, too, dude. Dogs, too. It's got to be even.
They have to get along with cats, though.
Well, maybe.
Why?
Because our house will be big enough we can keep them separated.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
Hey, you know, if you're going to do it right, Mother Trucker.
I see.
That's just what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
But you're right. Small scale starting out, yes, they'd have to get along with the kiddos. They have to be nice to these kiddos. Although I'm afraid Phoebe's not going to be nice to anybody.
She's a hoochie, actually.
Like,
she needs to go on my cat from hell. She's definitely got issues.
I'm sure that there's a lot of people that have heard the story, but Lucan is our biggest cat that we have. He's our big gray kitty. And he's not what I would consider enormous. I've seen cats that are a little bit bigger, but seriously, those cats are as big as medium-sized dogs. But Lucan is a good-sized cat. And Phoebe... It's a pretty small kitty. She's very light even, like, and she's pretty furry, so her stature is actually extremely small compared to Lucan. And yet, no matter what is going on, she can just give him a look, and he freaks out and runs away from her. Like a little, the little pussy that he isn't.
The little pussy that he isn't.
I'm not kidding. Like, he tucks his tail and he takes off and hides and won't come out. And I'm like, oh, my God, if he would put one of those big-ass nucks up and just walk for once, it would probably take down her attitude a couple of notches.
Yeah, I think if seriously, if he did put the whoop ass to her,
it definitely
changed the way she looked at him.
Exactly. He can't even walk in our bedroom without her hissing at him or giving him, you know, the meow that lets him know, hey, big daddy, I'm in here and I'll fuck you up if you come in. Like, he acts like there's a force field at our bedroom door. He will not go in it because of Phoebe. She's such a bully.
She is a bully. She's a complete and total bully. And she should be definitely stopped, but you can't stop her. She's a rowdy beast.
Well, I think we're going to get her some of that Jackson Dallas bully spray, calm her ass down a little bit.
Or a paper bag.
Hey, now.
Oh.
You better watch yourself, buddy.
It'll
be you in that paper bag. Uh-huh. Ain't playing.
I don't think so.
Well, you may not think so, but that's really not the point.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not probably going to happen.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm.
I see how you are.
How do you see me?
I don't know. That way.
Mm-hmm.
That other way.
I see.
No, you don't. Apparently you don't.
Explain.
No.
What?
Today.
How are you going to do that?
You got to give me at least two pieces of news.
Two pieces of news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to give me homework, you should at least, like, let me know up front or something.
Well, that should have been self-explanatory.
Fuck off! No! That's some horse shit!
No.
Yeah. What? Horse in the shit out.
I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, you would expect me to do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
I don't know, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. Probably so. Probably so.
That's what I thought. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Because if I would have tried to get more, I'd have tried to get more together if I, you know, didn't have other stuff I had to do.
I see.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, you could delegate, but if you don't tell me, I don't know.
You're supposed to read my mind.
Oh, well, you could put that in my...
But I thought women did that all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You don't?
No. Read your mind?
Yeah.
Fuck no. There's no reading that motherfucker. You shouldn't be. Not even a large print.
What are you trying to say?
Not even with a magnifying glass.
What's your point?
Well, so here's some interesting news.
What's that?
Oh my gosh, would you stop throwing shit?
There.
All of little Quinn Douglas were born in the U.S. recently. All girls. All four of them.
That guy is in for a world of hurt later.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
All at once, and they all hit puberty at the same time or close to the same time. Because women cycle together.
Oh, yeah. It's a bad...
All hell is going to break loose on these two.
Oh, and here comes the other Melody one.
Here comes the other Melodyous of the bunch. I just want to say hello.
Well, hello, Lightning McFatty. Hello.
The world's fastest fat cat.
Oh, man. I tell you, he can haul out.
And he's
when
acrobatic.
He
it's crazy how acrobatic he is for his fatity.
I don't think he's as fat as we think he is, because he's just mostly fur.
That's what he always keeps telling us anyway.
Dude, he is furry. Look at
fluffy.
Him. He's extremely fluffy. Yeah, tell him, baby. Tell him you're fluffy. Yep, not telling anything right now.
Nope. Nothing to say. Nothing to say to me at all. And that's okay.
Yeah, he's mad at you.
That's okay. I understand. Which is fine because most of the time, most of the world spends their life mad at me at some point or another.
So you've probably seen the meme before. There's this really, really cute kid in a white t-shirt with great green teeth, and he's going like this, you know, with his fist.
Yeah, like this. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, his actual dad in real life, he's a kidney transplant.
Uh-oh.
And he has made no money off of that picture whatsoever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And shoot, man, that's a really popular meme pic.
Oh, yeah. It's been used a million and one times.
Oh, yeah.
A million and one reasons.
But because he has some notoriety because of it, I'm sure that, I mean, it's on the net now, so somebody hopefully will step up and give the man a kidney.
There was a story I had read about people like going into this pay it forward mode with kidney donations. Kid you not.
Really?
Pardon the pun. Kid you not.
Kid you not.
Kid you not. Shit you, I don't.
Uh-oh.
Seriously, the lady, just because she had no match, no donor, there was nobody lined up for her kidney, she just decided to donate one, which in turn freed up another kidney, which in turn freed up another one, which ended up being a match for this woman's brother who was giving one of his to her. It was really strange how it all worked out, but it just was because one person decided they were going to donate.
I didn't even know you could take a kidney from you if you didn't have someone to donate it to.
Apparently you can.
Well, I heard there was a black market for that, and I would like to know if there was anybody out there that knew anything about that.
Screw all that nonsense, because I've heard how they do that, and I would not want to be that person.
Right.
They roofie your ass, take you to a motel, CD motel somewhere, cut your ass open, then they throw you in an ice bath so that you don't bleed out, and they fucking move your ass.
No way.
It's called organ harvest.
Well, that's what they do when they're just going to steal it.
Yeah, what do you think? They're going to throw $50 on the ice, top of the ice, before they leave?
Dude, I'm not selling one for $50. I want more than 50.
I definitely ask for more than 50. I'm sorry.
Grand.
Huh? I didn't think you could sell it, though. I just,
you can't. It's illegal.
Yeah, that's right there. You can't just sell
it. But whereas everything is illegal, there is a black market for it. Like, maybe you could sell a
chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Not selling
my nuts. Man, baby, we could bank. You got some big nuts.
And there we go.
Yep. Dude, I'm just saying.
I understand. And I guess
I like your nuts. What do you think?
I'm pretty partial to them. I'm connected. We've been friends for a few years now.
I mean, your nuts are cool, but Goga that I really love.
I've heard your theory on this too.
I'm just saying.
It's pretty warped.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What other part of the body can you massage maybe with your nails and watch it draw up, just actually like change shape as of the stimulation other than your dick?
Nipples do it.
Yeah, but not on that kind of scale. I mean, they're just cool. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be one of those people that gets a grant from PBS for like a documentary on that.
Dude, it's why I like 7 o'clock
and
talk, too. What?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be G-rated or something? Okay, well, I just wondered why you were slapping yourself in the head because I said talk. Like, I didn't know that we were parental discretion advised.
No.
Okay. Hey, Mal. Something. So what's going on with you?
Not much. Not terribly. Busted my ass.
You did bust your ass today. Holy shit.
You understand.
I fucking know, which means I'm not getting any tonight. What a crock. But the house is clean. And it smells really good.
Clean. And
the laundry.
Laundry.
So you go do something like that, get me all hot and bothered because you did it, and now I can't even go anywhere with it. It's just sick.
I just got on the roll, man. I started and just kept on going. The way it is.
Say.
Seriously, just started with doing one thing, and it just rolled into another, which rolled into another, which rolled into another, and I ended up just pretty much cleaning the entire house.
Rolled into another and another, it almost sounds like something that happened at the cleaner party.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I pretty much did. I pretty much worked my own ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it did.
And it was all at once. It wasn't like I decided to like stretch it out the entire course of the day. I decided all of a sudden at once to go.
Yeah, and that never bodes well with several hours later for you. Yeah, me too.
But I've left that particular picture up. CS chat, they do epic shit. And it's just, yeah. It just means a lot. That's just what I do. Just do epic shit.
More epic.
And I don't want to do something, I just do it. I don't fuck around at it.
Well, you definitely use your whole ass, baby. You don't have that.
That's right.
Exactly.
Quite good at it.
Ugh. Yes, you are. Maybe I'm not known to be not good at it. Well, maybe with the exception. At Firefall that first year, but you get so good at everything else.
Really?
Do you even know if this is her?
From what I can tell, there's somebody that's still logged in listening. I can't tell if this chat is working. Don't know why.
It never works.
It does, actually, but something has for the past couple of years.
Well, that sucks.
You're telling me I can see on the PC side that there's somebody watching. And I said hi to them a couple of times. And they never answered. Oh, that really hurt. That was Chinese. Call them out. See if I can get people to say something.
Okay.
Do. I think you can do it.
Because I'm not a smart ass.
You're not. 713-955-0395 and tell her she's full of shit.
I know he's full of shit. She's not.
I would have to say that.
No.
That instance.
No. When they hit me, said no. No. Maybe he's kissy dick. No, for the sheep.
Right.
Oh, we already know that's off the table, motherfucker. Although I really shouldn't, bitch. I shouldn't. Maybe I'll just take it from you.
There are starving children in China.
Maybe I'll just take it from you. I'll get you hard here. Would that be rape?
I think they do consider that. Therein lies the weirdness, because do you prostitute your own spouse?
I think
does a guy, how many guys do you know have actually sued someone for rape? I don't know. That's a really interesting. Interesting.
I don't know the whole lot, but I know it has happened. It has been raped before.
Yeah, and apparently they don't report it because they seem like they're not as manly or as some chick or shit.
Well, and I think that for a guy especially, it was very difficult to prove. Well, and I'm just really like, no joking aside.
Swap me.
Or all joking aside, you know, if you're in a position of being forced to do something, it is not a far stretch that you should not be able to get an erection. I mean, let's say though, depending on your age, you know, because if you're late teens, early 20s. Some of them are going to get hard if the wind blows. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're okay.
I don't know. If you're terrified, you got a gun to your head or a knife to your chest, something like that, I don't
know. Not now. Guys, not for you.
Even at 18 or 20, I'd still be questioning everything.
Well, let's say that there's no weapon involved. Let's just say that, you know, you're 18.
And some chick tried to take it just because, and I didn't want to give it up.
Yeah.
When I was 18, chances are that wouldn't have gone down well.
Did you ever not want to fuck when you were 18? I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Like,
were you a whore from the time that you could have that?
Well, and I know that it's not like this for everybody, but for a majority of that age of young men, care. What the person, if they're attracted to this person, or this doesn't matter, because it's a chance at getting the poon on.
Well, yeah.
Right?
In some circumstances, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. There would have been a couple of times that I'd have definitely put the thumbs down out.
Are you shitting me?
Oh, that's not. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What? Not to be a bitch, but I've seen some of the things that you are okay with. So if there's like a thumbs down, holy fucking shit, I would love to see that. I'm curious now.
No, you wouldn't, because you can't unsee it.
Well, but I should probably, yeah, okay. But then there's the sober no, and there's the drunk no.
I don't think there was a drunk.
I don't think I have one either.
I don't really care.
I don't think I have a drunk one. I don't think that a drunk one exists for me.
Actually, now there is more now.
Well, let me say this.
Now I can definitely.
There is a drunk one, but there's not, absolutely not a blackout. If I'm blackout drunk, I don't know what the word no means. It doesn't. I mean, it is super slut, fuck a doorknob, put anything in my path, and I will fuck it kind of person. Hey, I'm just being honest. Blackout drunk is not good. Bad juju. Aw. Very bad juju.
Man. Tell you what.
Yep, you're...
I don't need to go through that anymore.
You're hurting right
now. I needed to get it done. Just needed to get done. That's why I did. Because it just had to. Because I kept jerking around and saying, yeah, I'm going to get this done or that done. It never got quite done. I think part of it. Then I wouldn't finish it.
But well, and that's the shitty thing.
Off.
That's the shitty thing, though, is like, you'll be able to put it at a time by the final round. Start over again because what you started with jerking.
Exactly. So I was chasing you to death.
I gotta tell you, some shit, baby.
You know, I just think that was.
You know what? I'm gonna have to stop being so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you always say that to me nowadays.
You are.
I knew you were gonna say that. I felt that coming. I knew that was gonna come.
In certain circumstances.
So what you're saying is all of them is fine.
Oh no, there's still definitely some things. are, there are some things you are predictable. So let's do it.
Blind dick is one. I need a lawyer. What?
Nothing.
I can't help it.
Nothing, dear.
What? Call me dear. I know. What? Kevin, please. Tell him, Bastion.
And then she goes and gets the fucking shit out of it.
Look out. Ma'am!
You stuff. So I can either play music or I can let you talk. What?
Yes.
What? Okay. Never mind. Let's continue on. I hate it when they have to move and they think that you are, like, completely okay with just letting them move.
Well, it's not just the moving, it's the digging of the cloth in so that they can get leverage to move.
Right, because they think they have to go the opposite direction, the direction they ran before.
Yeah, I'm not really
so
sure
where
that...
They have to turn completely around, claw as hard as they can.
Yeah,
and
show up. Puncture wounds and mean like,
yeah. And they just look at you like, yes, and you are supposed to do this.
Like, what?
You are supposed to allow this sort of behavior. It's true. And the people that have seen the Facebook page, my personal page, knows that when it comes to cats, yes, I've got them figured out. I think I've got them figured out. I've decided that I'm going to try and like Springfield. Cat dad. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I think I understand cats. I think I have a pretty good handle on their motivations.
I see.
What? Makes sense, doesn't it?
Sure.
Why would?
It does. I didn't say that it didn't. Why are you... I said! Why are you questioning me?
Why?
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 Why? Why? I started the why. Ask me.
713-955-0395. You can ask her why.
No.
Well,
no.
Why not?
Throw a why not in there. Nice. Flick. Think you slick, don't you, Flick?
I
shit. Shit.
Yeah, no. So, I don't know. I think I'm going to shave my head and try to grow a mustache.
What? No. No. Not if you want this mama happy.
Why?
No. You know I don't like facial hair.
So if I shave my head, I just have to shave my head.
That's right. Be Mr. Clean. Yeah.
I don't think that would look right with glasses.
I don't care what you think. I'm telling you, it'll be fine.
But
I'm
the one that has to look in the mirror.
I'm the one that has to look at you. And I have to look at you a lot more than you have to look in the mirror.
It's true. You can avoid looking.
That's right.
In the mirror.
That's right. You just want to make Mama happy. Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting one. Let me know what you think. If you have an opinion, let me know.
Bald Blick.
I need to go on one of those sites that you can look at yourself with no hair. You know what I mean?
Take a picture of yourself and then go in and Photoshop your hair out.
Yeah, but I'm lazy. I just look at the site that have like a picture.
Well, search for one.
Yeah.
Look at Lightning McFatty down here.
Well, yeah, he's...
Hey, McFatty!
He is the fastest, fat, laziest cat ever seen. Thanks. Thanks. That's interesting.
Oh, whoa. What is that?
Nature at its finest.
Oh, wow. It looks like a... Wow. Wow. Freaking awesome.
Cat. Oh, I know.
I'm a fan of Mr. Hot. Definitely a fan.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate it. I'm sorry I can't guys chat.
Dun, dun, dun!
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he and I are both penalty.
Yes.
The bow tie.
Yes, correct.
That's where it's at, baby. All the way.
Sure.
Whatever, man.
Work.
Did you not like your
fire.
Chevelle? Did you not like your Chevelle? Yes. There you
it was
go.
A car.
It was a magnificent car.
All right, car.
Badass year ever. Because I was born that year. That's why.
Shut up, Mal.
She has something to tell you, and it's something very, very urgent, very important.
You know, I think that she's Mally because I'm Mal, and that's why it bothers me, is because it reminds me of myself.
I can see that.
I'm going to fucking knock you out. You can agree with me.
What?
Why? Would you agree?
I agree.
Because. You don't see Mal, baby. You're not like that at all. Man, the honeymoon is fucking over, ain't it? Damn. What? Well, shit, man. You're just hardcore right now. Not cutting any guy, any slack whatsoever.
What?
What does that say? I'm blind over here. I'm not deaf, bitch. I'm blind.
That's funny as hell. I can't help it. It's just too good for words. I guess people can hear us, but people haven't really started this. So, I guess
if we have anybody that listens.
Well, according to the numbers, like the stuff that I see, there are people listening. They may not say anything. They may call in. But
they're there.
Well,
good.
They're out there.
Hi, guys. Out there in La La listening land. Nah, big kisses.
So
I keep thinking I want to get a second job, but I can't think of any place that let me come in at 5:30. Monday through Friday.
Yeah, because even if you wanted to go to work at the roller skating rink, they'd make you work.
I think there's only like one roller skating rink in town now.
So it'd be a coveted job.
Oh, really?
I'd like to do it.
Oh, I see.
I'd be all over that shit. Dude, kid, slow down.
Like
cut that shit out. Turn around, skate right. Fool. Quit making out.
You pissed me off.
Oh, if you were one of the kids.
Oh my gosh, yes. That was the only reason that skating was so off.
What, because you got to go cop a deal?
And make out in the corner. I really think that's why I like Lifestyle Party so much. Because it reminds me of makeout sessions at the skating rink. It's get all dressed up and put your makeup on just right and get whatever clothes on you think are going to look hot and get there and there's loud music and snacks and chicks in the corner. It is. It's a very close parallel. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So that's it. It's nostalgic. Epiphany. What?
None.
The bar epiphany. Seriously, I realize it now. I'm like, what is it about? Well, actually, even like going to the Hodeo back in the day, I loved it. Oh my gosh, what is that? Is that a vegetable? I think that might be a vegetable.
Pear.
Whoa.
I don't know. That's not what it
is.
Nature so I can't
is
ask.
Dirty.
Yeah, nature is dirty.
Or is it just that we see it that way?
No.
Pretty dirty.
Who was it? Somebody said that. A writer said that nature's a whore. Nature is a whore.
Well, you know what it is. It's just that that's how the universe works. Things are reproduced in a lot of different ways, a lot of different fashions.
Yeah, everybody got to need it.
So I saw this article today where these two ladies, they're not from our country, but they are from the same country, and they look more alike than most twins I know. And they wear their hair the same and everything, but they are not related at all. They're complete doppelgangers.
Wow.
And I'm not kidding. Like, you think they're not related? How can that even be? Because they look exactly alike. Not close. Not real close. We're talking, thinking exactly alike.
Like, scare the fuck right out of you alike.
Well, seriously, like, if you were one of them, it would. Because you're looking at yourself in another person, knowing you don't have a twin in the world. You know what I mean? Like, that would be weird.
I've seen people that look similar.
Yeah, babe, I'm not talking similar.
Right.
I'm not. I'm saying, like, this shit was a stack.
Maybe they're clones. They didn't know they were clones.
I'm telling you, it's something.
It's a government project. They didn't know existed. They have clones. They didn't.
Yeah, I'm telling you, crazy mess.
And maybe that, you know, that's kind of like, they're saying that, you know, in 10 to 20 years, we're supposed to learn about extraterrestrial beings.
I don't know.
I think
they say that, and then I read another article that said out of 20,000 galaxies, we still have no sign of extraterrestrial life.
I'm thinking they have already seen it, found it, it's landed, they've contacted, and they've just been trying to figure it out.
And they're getting ready to, they're trying to prepare us by saying in the next 20 years.
Right.
And so they're going to drop a little bit here and there as we go, probably.
Yeah.
It's not a full-on panic.
Close encounters in the third time.
So all the old boys group or whatever you call them die off and won't freak out. The good old boys or whatever. In your life. Oh, look at that! There's another one!
A big tree.
Dude! It's a big old tree poutine.
Tree bush! So, yeah, that.
Speaking of movies.
Bring your kid to work every day.
Right.
In the studio. Shit.
That's right. We're the studio cat.
Our
say hi, studio kitty.
I have one that plays fetch, one that talks on command.
She's a nut, man. She's also the one that, like, does the little sideways look.
Yeah, it turns her head like an owl, like 90
yeah.
degrees to one direction.
And she sleeps with her head upside down almost always. Like, you'll catch Lucy every now and then. You'll catch Lucy every now and then.
Oh, there's some script over up. How are you?
Sebastian will sleep with his paws in the air every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
But Phoebe sleeps with her arms over her face and her face upside down almost always. She's different. You're a fruitcake. Little Phoebe fuckin.
Yeah.
Phoebe fuckin. She's so manly. I love it. I know. I know, sister. I know. What's it? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, my goodness.
She'll sit and bitch at you, but she won't do anything about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She'll sit. She'll
I nudged her with my foot to see if she would turn around and get here up here on the chair so she could be petted and so she could hush. And she laid down and said,
isn't that the way it works? like the other day I was just trying to get some random recordings of them, and I was trying to get them to do something or, you know, act like, you know, they do to be funny.
Yeah, because they are really hilarious.
They come up
on a regular basis.
And as soon as I turned the camera on, they completely stopped and went to being just normal house cats.
Yes, just laying there. Not even meowing like she does.
Yeah, and so I turned the camera off. She starts in meowing.
She did.
No one thinks shit.
Like every time. Every time.
I would turn the camera on. She shut up. This went on four times. Four times.
I knew it was several because I was like, got to be kidding. Because I was like, okay, it was just a fluke. But it happened over and over and over again.
Yeah.
She would meow so loud when she had not pushed record. And there's no way for her to tell the difference. She absolutely knew when he was recording, when he was, and he was still holding the phone when he wasn't. But, and so she had no way of knowing, like, whether the phone was up or not, even to be able to cool off that. I don't know how the heck she knows, how the heck she knew.
Right.
Because.
Yeah, because it doesn't have a red light. Doesn't have a, the light doesn't come on, you know. Yes.
No, and there's no way that was coincidental, because it happened way too many times for it to be.
Yeah, and it was just over and over and
in different time segments too. Like it was maybe happening here, wait 3 minutes there. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like timed it out even. She just knew. Craziness. Oh, I'm so glad tomorrow's Friday.
You're telling me.
Yeah. Queen Beaver is a happy beaver. Fuck yeah, it is.
I love it, Beaver.
And a beaver eater is much happier when the beaver's clean.
Oh.
What? Are you making fun of me? Are you making fun of me? Huh? Are you making fun of me? Are you? Huh? I'm gonna fuck you up.
Give me reason to go ahead.
Hey. Don't you make fun of me, Lisa? Don't you make fun?
That's awesome. That means there's a lot of people listening to CS chat today because I can't see it.
That's nice. Yes.
I don't know why I can't.
Well, just because somebody's in chat that doesn't mean they're listening, right?
No, that's true. They do have to push the audio. They do have to push that little button.
But it's there for everyone if they want to. Yeah. Well, heck yeah, that's a good deal.
That means there's a whole fuck ton of people.
Oh, my God. I'm freaking out now.
What
I got to go.
The problem?
I'm just kidding. Oh, my gosh. No, you did not just. Oh, my bitch. You have not ever called me that in 10 years. Oh, yeah, you have him. Oh, my God, God. Yeah, that line did cross. We're all right.
Why, yes, I have. Just
well,
to let you
know. Well, never when you were mad. No, you never called me even an asshole when you were mad. I'm sure you thought it. I'm sure you thought of
me. Think that? No way.
Dude, I bet you I've had the bird flip behind my back so many times I wouldn't. Know what to say.
Not me.
Yeah, I'm sure. But
I would not do such.
But I have never heard you call me a name. I've never heard you actually. I mean, you've gotten snippy with me a couple of times. But seriously, like snippy is stretching it. Over 10 years, you're a pretty cool dude, man. I like you. All right. Not to mention, you know, the talent. Well, okay, I won't be vulgar, but...
Juggle a ball in my nose?
No, I wasn't going to teabag you. Well, it's kind of low on battery.
Yeah, I think that it is low.
Your forehead flashlight.
I love this thing, man. You would, you big old geek. You know how many times I've used this thing to, like, work on stuff? Well, it's handy because you don't have to
say something. I know. I can see it. I can see the geekness. I understand it completely.
It's very, very handy.
Oh, and that's really cool how they do the batteries like that.
Sets up in the...
Yeah.
Like that.
A little penis goes back in the hole. Pretty cool.
Yes. Exactly what it is.
That's what it looks like. It does.
Does it?
Yes.
Gotcha.
But you know what? I've always done that. I don't know where I got that or why, but I can remember in elementary looking at the coat hook thinking it looked like a dick. I don't know where I got that.
Fucking weirdo.
Whatever. But I see, like, phallic things everywhere. Everywhere.
A horn dog.
Like, the water spigot looks like a dick to me. I'm just saying.
But
I don't...
you're, like, going down on it.
No.
Popping it up.
No, I've never done that. I mean, well, I've gotten a drink from a spigot before, but no, I've never been sexual with a spigot.
People getting a drink behind you are, like, having a hard time thinking over it.
Whatever, no. I'm a little out there, but not that out there, Blick. Hello, mouse.
Here. I don't make everything phallic.
No, you don't. No. I make everything, like, what's the word for the lady? I think everything looks like a pussy. Is there a word for that? We need to look that up.
Yeah,
because I do that too. Like, you know how I
don't know the answer to that. 713-955-0395. Yes. Call and tell her. Call and tell Phoebe she needs to know. She has much to say on the subject.
But no, you know how, like, when I'm eating orange, I'm always like acting like that's a pussy too. Like, I do that with everything. If it looks like a pussy.
I believe it's
you really know this? Are you kidding me?
No.
No way, dude.
Just took a minute to get it out.
I don't believe it. Are you serious?
A-E-P-H-I-C.
Sapphic. Well, I'm sapphic and phallic.
That would be correct.
Well, okay, but... because I see very phallic things. Does that make me phallic? Is that the right definition? Because if you called me phallic...
phallically inclined, phallically challenged.
Not challenged. Phallically challenged. Fuck you, I'm not challenged phallically. Are you shitting me? I'm going to... I ain't even nice. Not even nice. Fuck you, Misa.
I love you.
Shit.
It's funny.
Sapphic, huh? Well, anyway, yeah.
Yeah. And I'll prove it later. I'll look it up and I'll show it to you.
I'm just really oral. I can't help that.
Orally fixated?
Oh, man.
They say that comes but that's
my
psychological.
My dad made my mom take the bottle away from me when I was a year old. And
yeah.
I never had breath. It was all bottle. That's probably why I'm bi. I wonder if there's a study like that. Like, non-breastfed kids turn out to be more bi.
Probably get research money for it.
Because we never got the boom? No, not really. It couldn't be that. Because the boys, I mean, even if they never get the boom, they still want it. And if they get the boom, they still want it. Unless they're gay. So it probably has nothing to do with that. Oh, well. It was a cool thought at first, though. Totally talk myself out of it, but, you know.
Yeah, talk completely around that one. Dude.
Well, you know, sometimes it takes discussion for me to understand the concept. I'm a very visual person, along with being oral. So if I can't see something, I have to be auditory about it and speak it and listen to it for it to make sense. Don't you know?
Yes.
See what I mean, Vern? So did you have a name for your penis growing up?
Hmm. serious name or
like
joke?
a name that you gave it all the time. Like this is what you called it all the time. Whether it be funny or an actual name. Do you have anything like that?
I'll be damned. I think Roscoe.
Roscoe. Whoa, dude. Seriously, because that would have totally turned me off. I'm glad you never told me that. I had a name for my boobs and my cooch. All through junior high and high school.
I didn't have a name.
My left boob was Ethel. My right boob was Gertrude. And the coochie was Liza. And she had a whole mind of her own. And I always used to say, you know, like, Lisa's the good one because that her S is nice and curvy. And Liza's the bad one because her S looks like a light strike. I'm telling you, I came up with this shit when I was, you know, like in late elementary.
Bucked up shit going on in your head.
I was very sexually distracted. I was very sexually distracted.
Disturbed?
No, I wasn't disturbed. There's nothing disturbing about it.
For how old?
Well, I had my first lesbian experience, my first bi experience, I guess you would say, when I was 9. Almost didn't have it because I didn't want to miss the tooth fairy. That's how young I was.
Before the end was.
Well, yes, it was. And although, like, it's a really fucked up thing to think back on that, though, because while I feel it erotic from my standpoint, looking back, I was 9 years old. And as an adult, that's vulgar.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm turned on by the fact that I have memories of that. And just as a person, without applying an age to me, it's a very erotic thought, erotic memory that I have. But once you apply the age factor, then it's no good because we were 9. You know, most kids don't even really have a curiosity at that point. I shouldn't say most, but a lot of kids don't even have curiosity at that point, let alone scissoring each other, you know, no panty at 9.
No, I think I had, well, I was 10 or 11 when I lost my. I mean, guys are different, though. Guys, but, you know, that's our job. We run, you know, circles to get that done. It's like on our to-do list.
Well, and you have babysitters, too. I never had babysitters because I had a grandma. Well, not that it would have mattered, I guess, about taking my virginity since those babysitters aren't male, but I could have, you know. I actually never, once I had that first bi experience when I was 9, I never stopped. Pretty much every, I shouldn't say every, but several girlfriends I had after that, without a lag, I would have some type of sexual relationship with. So, I mean, I've been bi since I was 9. So. And I think, you know, there's different levels of bi, in my opinion. I really do. I think that there, well, and we all know this because they give how many different options for bi on the site? Several.
Yeah.
You know, because there is that, I'm not really attracted to women, but there might be one person that piques an interest, or be just when you're drinking, for whatever reason, you go after the girls. Or the boys, if you were a boy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that typically occurs to you, but while you're drinking, it does. That happens. There are those like me that are pretty bi for the most part through and through. I just don't, I've never had a romantic relationship with a girl, with a female. I'm not going to say it would never happen because I never say never. And I fall in love with people's spirit all the time. And it would just be a matter of me letting go of some gender.
You know, you for a chick.
No, I'm not. I'm not leaving you for anybody.
What's going on?
I
got to soften in the blow.
Oh, my God. Slick, you're killing me, man.
Daily advice.
Whatever. such a reject. I say, hello, I'm Bob. My opinion matters. Da-da-da.
True.
Okay, so like if you guys ever see me post, dun-dun-dun, D-U-N, 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 that's what I'm doing. And you have to listen to it and you have to like hear my voice when you see it in writing. Dun-dun-da! Now you'll never forget it.
That's kind of like the evil, maniacal laughter. Just kind of like that.
Well, do you know that our grandson has picked that up?
I know. And I'm very happy.
Oh, my gosh. He laughed.
Picked up my
he laughed
Michael
like a
laughter.
Yes.
And he's picked up my homes.
Yes. It's hilarious.
I'm teaching the kid well.
Yes. That's good grandparenting right there.
That's grandparenting.
Fuck yes, people. Fuck yes. Absolutely.
I know. The kid's going to grow up. He's going to be in high school wondering why everybody thinks he's like the strangest kid in the world. Then they're going to see he's related to things. And go, oh, he talks shit.
Right? If they even have to question it up front.
Right. If they give him a hard time, I'll just show up and scare the hell out of him.
Oh, I think Halloween's going to be fun for him this year. If he'll be just almost three. That's a perfect age. And then Christmas, he'll be three.
Scare the shit out of him.
It's going to be fun.
There is
excited.
A age that age that you can scare him and he just falls on the floor.
Oh, no, let me tell you. Like, I didn't even realize that this is part of why it's not good to be a teenage mom. Because you really have a lot less knowledge about how your children are affected by certain situations and scenarios. So Adrienne, my youngest daughter, she was 2 years old, and she was so adorable. I mean, I know every mom says that, but she had that little pixie look. She had her little hair up in a ponytail that just hung in a corkscrew. She had curly hair. And little curls just fell around her face, and she had that cute little round face with those big brown doe eyes. She was just stinking adorable. And I had taken her next door to my friend's house. Well, yeah, Mr. Hot, go you, baby. Yum. Oh, and look, there's Mrs. Freak. Heck yes.
She was just saying
that. Woo,
baby. But I didn't want to interrupt
you. Oh, I'm sorry. You can interrupt me anytime, baby. So, what was I saying? I got all distracted by Mr. Hot in the shower and Freak's boobies. Dang. What was I saying? I bet you can't remember either, can you? You can't remember? So you weren't listening?
Yes.
I can't remember, and I was talking.
Exactly. See?
Oh, it was about Adrienne. And okay, so I took her to my next door neighbor's house. Oh, thank goodness. Woo! That was a close one. So I took her to my next door neighbor's house because my next door neighbor and I were really close friends at that time. And we still are friends, which is great, but she had this gorilla mask and she wanted to scare Adrienne. She asked me if it was okay. Well, I thought it'd be funnier than shit, you know. So Adrienne is just sitting there, just seeing her cute little self with her little ponytail bouncing around, you know, and she's sitting there on the couch. And Charlene, my friend, comes around the corner. She had a bathrobe on and a gorilla mask. And Adrienne has this brush in her hand. It was just a brush that was sitting there on the table. And Charlene came around the corner. And I had never in my life seen an America's Funniest Home Videos on YouTube, on the net, anywhere have I seen anything that was like this. She had been sitting there, and she gets up to a standing position, like almost in a crouching position, with this brush, holding this brush out like it is the sword of her life. And she starts doing this little monkey thing where she's going, there is a monkey mask, but I think she just couldn't breathe because she was shaking the brush at the monkey, at Charlene. She could not breathe, and she was just doing this, and I think it was just mostly, you know, her O face, like, oh, shit.
Right.
And she was, like, seriously, she was on top of the couch. Like, she had been sitting on the couch, and in one fluid motion, the kid is standing on the back of the couch with this brush in her hand, threatening all hell if Charlotte comes too close to her with that monkey down. And so I realized when the tears start flowing that she's freaking out real bad. So I tell Charlene, oh, my gosh, stop, stop, you know, and I go run over and I comfort her because I realize, holy crap, man, this kid's really freaking. And it took me several minutes to get her to calm down. And seriously, from that moment on, we could not go into Halloween aisle for, let's see, she was 2 then, and we went finally when she was 11, I believe. She was able to handle it. Yeah. No kidding. She could not see math at all. She was freaked out.
And that kid just thought cops were there to take her away. She stood up in a booth.
See, that you shouldn't do that, man. They tell you not to do that because it paints the popo in a bad light.
Some of them shooting people running away from them with their hands in the air and no weapons paints in a bad light.
Well, that too. And did you hear there was an article today where
they do a good enough job on.
There was an article today where one of our local jailers is in trouble for allowing inmate beating.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. Why? Can't you do your job? Well, part of it, seriously, like, and I'm not making...
Maybe he was taking bets on the side.
I'm not making excuses or anything, but seriously, part of it is they don't get paid enough for the shit they deal with. If they got paid to deal with the shit they deal with, it would sure as hell make it a lot easier to swallow every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that because of a lot of shit they deal with, that spills over into people, the way they treat other people who haven't done something wrong. You know what? Or aren't pushing their buttons, like... they're getting
right.
Reprimanded for whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I feel like, you know, if you have a gun on your hip and you are a potential risk to yourself, to society, period, and you are in charge. I mean, seriously, you've got to think about this. You are in charge of society. That is a big responsibility.
True.
And I really feel like if they got paid for that kind of responsibility, it would make a big damn difference. I don't feel like they get paid enough for what they do. And let's not even go to the armed forces. They damn sure don't get paid enough for what they do. Not even close.
Yeah.
Like, well, I just won't get on that soapbox, but it's a bunch of fucking bullshit ridiculous.
Yeah, what she said.
So, anyway. Sorry, got off on a tangent.
What 713-955-0395. You can tell her she went off on a tangent.
She's now pissed by the window.
Yeah, excited with the window. And yeah, and they all have to be in a window or up somewhere. But Lucy usually has to ride around on my shoulders when other cats are.
I know, it cracks me up. It cracks me up.
Well, it's, you know, that's her kid. She's, you know, she's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
No, I thought she's
spoiled in a little.
Just a little.
Yeah. Teeny bit.
Maybe a lot. Maybe sort of.
No way. Not a lot.
All over the people.
All right.
I can help it. People would know. I mean, if you see me around my cat, they're pretty much, they run the show.
Indeed. They sure do.
Well, I mean, you know, not to mention, you know, good dog. They say that, you know, black cats in other countries, the United States is the only country that believes that black cats are bad luck. You know that? Every other country in the world thinks that black cats are good. Serious.
They are. They've always been good luck for us.
Oh, yeah.
And there is nothing like, I mean, Peter Dowson is the coolest kid ever. And he knows when you're upset. He'll come and lay by you and seriously, like, make eye contact with you. He'll not leave you alone and just make eye contact with you. And then he'll do lovey paws on your hand. And then he goes. And he's just letting you know, hey, man, I'm here for you.
Yeah. He is totally, yeah, basically like a dog and cat. Oh, really. He'll follow you around. He'll wander up and down the stairs. He doesn't. He does. He pretty much acts like a dog. Short of barking.
Yeah, he really is very dog-like. But, you know.
And chasing the
cat. He definitely has some mane tunes in it. If you look up mane tunes, very typical of that breed. Great breed.
Right.
Especially for anybody that has kids because they're so laid back.
And they're crazy. They talk. They understand what you're saying when you talk to them, which is really strange. If you've never had a cat that does that, it's really kind of an odd experience to know what you're saying. Reading?
Yes.
See? Something you'd like to share with the rest of the world?
No.
I see.
Sorry.
Let me know when you're ready.
Sure, buddy.
Thank you. How you doing?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like something crazy down the stairs.
It's Troy.
Still?
It's the end of it.
Oh, yeah, probably.
It's true.
Look at that pretty kid.
She's evil.
Shit. That's not nice.
Cat's evil.
Cat's evil. Oh. Dude, doesn't like
anybody.
That is not true. She comes and tries to love on you all the damn time.
She doesn't like anybody else.
She doesn't like Lupin. That's it.
That's pretty mean.
He's only one cat. How do you know that we didn't see when he got nasty with her before she got nasty with him? How do you know? That's probably what happened.
Good. She's
good. Yeah, she made it. Not feeling so hot, are you, Daddy? Not you, sister.
No, it's just been pretty long.
Yeah. Here, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. There.
Red.
Sore.
I tell you what, when I was donating plasma today, I had to stand in line for quite a while, as you know. It's not easy on the back.
Yeah, and they don't
make it. I don't even have back problems. I mean, that hurts.
They don't make
it. No, they don't. They do not, actually. So now, like, they have this new rule that they can only have one bottle of plasma on the floor at a time after it's been disconnected from the machine. It has to go back to the window, like, immediately. So I asked my good friend that worked there that was connected to me today if they had a reason for that. She said it's because on a few occasions, some way, somehow, the full bottle of plasma has been put in the trash on accident. The garbage. And they have to find it. Like, they absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt, have to find it.
Because bodily function,
they separate everything. Like, even if it's in a biohazard bag. that red vial has her bag is going to a psych center, and it's got to be tubes only. Otherwise, it fouls everything up. So, like, there's this big bottle of plasma in there. It can't be. It can't go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, she was telling me that there are nights where she's had to stay till 10:30 looking for this bottle of plasma. And by the time they find it, it's been room temperature or whatever for too long, and it's got to go.
Okay.
And apparently, like, there is a procedure that her nephew has to have, and it takes 800 bottles of plasma to make this one thing that he has to have on a monthly basis. 800 bottles of plasma.
A month.
Yes, in 1 month. And she said she even asked about that figure, like, I didn't hear you right. And, yeah, she heard him right. 800. I heard it takes, like, 500 to make one vaccination. I don't know why it takes so much. I would have to look it up or something to see if that was even possible.
Yeah, I would definitely. That's just unbelievable. But it makes sense, I guess. Because it is a byproduct of sorts of the way it's made. They would be able to break it down. Do what?
Right.
That's just an astronomical amount.
I know. I really want to check it out because that just doesn't even pop though. It's interesting stuff to find out. What else do we need to know? Oh, yeah. Said you didn't show. What the Oscar ballot was. That thing?
Oh, I was going to look at that.
I know. I'm just saying. I didn't really remember because I want to look it up. You know me, I forget my apps, but what is that?
All right.
What?
Nothing.
Man.
Gotcha.
You don't want me.
What?
You don't want me.
I know.
You don't know me.
All right. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that coffee?
It's cold.
Bummer. I should have made a pot.
I did.
Oh, it's downstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, that's probably what's in.
Okay.
Yeah. I do appreciate, though, the people that did show up over on. Yes, like, but it sounds like there was a shitload of people up there. I couldn't tell. I could see them, but those of you who are so inclined, check us out on Facebook. Buzz with Blick and Bob. I was just taking a moment to process.
Okay.
It wasn't processing as fast as I was saying. It's like a mini stroke.
Well, it looked like a mini seizure. That's why I kind of freaked out for a minute.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I was having a hard time processing. I got it. Sebastian Blake on Twitter.
Sorry, babe. Like, you just freaked me out for a second.
And if you want to look up my personal page, Sebastian Blake 1. Sebastian Blake 1. Makes sense. Suggestions, comments, you know, whatever, at any of those spots. Let's see. What can we leave out with? Yeah, that'll work. So, that being what it is, Thursday, as is, I'll probably be doing Faded Blake tomorrow. I usually do. Well, I didn't yesterday. I decided to relax. You know.
Yeah.
It's a good plan, babe.
You're fucking good, man.
Yep.
This is shit. You're my poo. Well, not my poo. but my poop.
Thank you.
Or they call you my babe. Are you my babe?
Whatever.
I don't know. That's like, that's the new jargon for me.
Shit, yeah. Here.
I heard it means something really crap in another language, though.
Well, there are a lot of things, like, you know, just holding up a peace sign in another country is like flipping people off, so.
Well,
you know, we have our own way of doing things.
Can you imagine some dude just going down the road on a scooter just flipping people off with his middle finger, laughing his ass off, getting sick of saying hi?
I can see
that's
myself.
Funny. I know this, babe. I know. Oh, yeah, where's my TV?
Exactly.
I thought you were on that stage.
I almost did, but, you know, I couldn't get it on my back out of the store.
Oh, man.
So, until tomorrow, or next Thursday, or whenever it is you catch us again, the lovely and talented Empress and myself, Sebastian Dick, a fantastical evening and or weekend of that.
Yeah.
You know, makes sense to
me. Me, baby. I'm in all the way.
And always remember, love your neighbor because they just may have weaknesses. So, later.
Just to see.